Mrs. Richardson, the bats from Some Settling May Occur, 91.3 WUKY. I'm Stacy, and Melanie and Missy from the Bats are here with us this morning. What's the story behind Mrs. Richardson?
Well, it's actually based on two true stories. You know, one of the bats came in once to practice and said she'd gotten a phone call from the nursing home where her mother was that she'd been hitting, I thought she said hitting on the men.
But it was
turns
literally
out she was really hitting the men. But I thought the idea was so funny that I had to go with it. Then I was talking to a friend about it, and she said, oh, yeah, her mother lived at Richmond Place, and there was actually a fist fight on the dance floor because two women got in it about one dancing with the other's man. And so I thought, that's just too good. And so there you go.
True. Life imitates art.
It really, you know, it's a very true story. So I just named names, places anyway. So, and then the best thing was when we were recording, Susan and I were doing vocals, and somehow we got the idea to add the senior smackdown part. So that cracked us up when we were doing it. But, you know, true story. What can I say? Those great senior citizens, which I'm like within minutes of becoming one, so.
Yeah, we're all going to be there.
Oh, yeah, gosh. That's right.
When we started the Bats, you had to be at least 40 to be a member, and then it was 50, and now we're inching up on 55.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. People say, how long can you do this? And look at Keith Richards. He's still at it, and he looks way worse than we do. So, we're hoping to keep going for a while at least. We got the CD to sell.
That's right.
Yep.
You say you want to kill the man who broke my heart. You don't think he should be allowed to live. You say you want to shoot that dude who screwed me up. Well, me, I'm trying so hard to forgive. But here's his address, here's his picture, here's the make and model of his car.
So, Melanie, aside from the Bats, you have a little something happening this summer. Tell us about that.
On the other end of the age spectrum, one of my absolute favorite things to do. I did it last year, and it worked out so well, they wanted me back just because the girls enjoyed it at Girl Scout Camp, at Camp Judy Lane. I'm doing a rock and roll session. 10 girls signed up, and they show up, and they don't have to have any musical experience. And I put electric guitars in their hands and bring drums and a PA, and we just go to town. They set the stuff up on Monday, and by Wednesday, they're playing songs. It's just great. So I'm going to do that again this summer.
It's that fast? They can learn that quickly?
Yes. Now, they write their own songs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not rocket science. It's music, you know, and if there's two-note power chords you can play on a guitar and you can make a noise, you know. And I actually they broke up into two bands. In one group, nobody could really play the drums, and so they had two girls on the trap set. One girl did the snare and the other did the bass. And they boom-chicked through a song. Is it polished? It needs more polishing. But they played a song, and it was great. It was so much fun. So,
Girls need to make noise. I think that's great.
They just need somebody to say, you know, even though there's way more girls and women playing music now as examples than when I was starting out back in the 70s. Still, in terms of actually picking up the instruments or feeling confident to turn it on and make noise, you still need just somebody saying, you can do this, it's okay. And just one little example and somebody putting one in your hands sometimes is all it takes.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a pretty good person helping you on drums, don't you?
Oh, yes, that's right. I've got this really good drummer. Her name's Kapana. Kapana Terry. And she drives all the way down, and so does Marianne Sherman on bass, and we put on a little show for them on Monday nights, and the Monday night of the camp session. We show them the heights that you can accomplish.
That is so cool.
It's great.
Well, I did head out there last year, and it was great. It's just a great thing. It's lots of fun, and it's such a wonderful thing to do for women in music. You know, even in radio, there aren't a whole lot of women who sit on the radio and play music. So it's just good to watch you reach out to young female musicians and maybe I better go to Girl Scout camp too.
That's right. Well, that might be next. We might have bat camp. We've talked about the idea of having
bat camp,
like a weekend where you could come and be a bat. I don't know. We haven't fully formed it.
As long as we don't have to actually stay in a cave or anything.
No. We won't take it that far. But no, more a spa would be more like it.
I just need the heavenly bed.
That's right.
A heavenly bed.
That's right.
No cabins.
Okay. New CD from the Bats. Some Settling May Occur. You're hearing it on WUKY. You can hear it performed live at Natasha's and on down the line. I'm sure you have more gigs coming up through the summer and whatnot, and we'll keep everybody posted.
Yeah, thebats.net.
All right. Melanie, Missy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, and thanks to WUKY for playing the CD. That's
absolutely
thrilling for us.
It's
we
our
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We've waited so long. Just thrilled to do it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.